regards to protocol, I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I'd remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. And just to add that people online may not be seeing the video of the chamber. I'm sure you're not too annoyed by that. But can I check everybody's here? It's okay?
Yeah, Biden's here.
Thank you, Jill. Councillor Bowsey?
I was just wondering if someone can clarify why item 7 has been held in closed session and there's no financial or business as far as of any particular person being disclosed.
It's a business, the financial and business affairs of the council have been discussed. It's not individuals.
That's not what the law says.
It says including the council and the heading.
That says including the council holding that information.
Yeah.
But the information's not the council's, it's the business people. We've had items like this before that have been held in open session, so I don't know why it needs to be held in closed session.
Councillor, we take your points on board. However, as part of the agenda, I'm satisfied that this meets the test to be held in closed session.
Well, as you know, I've emailed this last week and have yet to receive a response. So.
I suppose, Councillor Bridge, you can come in on the item, item 7. Okay. Move on to item 1's, the apologies. Apologies from Councillor Kearns and Lewis. Nobody else? No. Just Chair's remarks. I suppose that I'd just like to congratulate Rory McIlroy winning the Masters. Again, it highlights the golfing product for the island of Ireland in general. And it anticipates the excitement and the run-up to the Open going to Portrush. But it's obviously a major boost for our tourism product in our council area. I'm sure that Rory will win a lot more majors on the back of this. Item 2, the declarations of interest.
None, Chair.
Nobody, no. Item 3 is the action sheet then. I'll take it page for page. Page 1, page 2. Page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6. Got a proposal for accuracy? Councillor Hanlon? Seconder?
I'd second that. Then a wee question, Chair.
Any items then?
Yeah, yes, on the progress on the Ballykellner Hut, how's it progressing at the moment? Thank you.
Chair, that the report from ERT last month was ratified at Council last Monday night, so after the five-day call-in, which would be today, we will be able to progress and implement what was agreed.
Anybody else? Yeah. Ben?
Yeah, just on page three there, just wondering, are you still going ahead with putting sand onto the foreshore at Warren Point Beach?
So yes, that's in underway, and there should be sand on early May, around the 10th or 9th.
Thank you very much, Chair. Just asking it for the colleague down the, in the tables here.
Okay, thanks. Move on to item four then, the coastal monitoring and adaptation plan. Advanced marine. Amanda, are you taking it?
Yeah, so the detail is outlined in the report here. This is a funding application that was led by Ulster University into the PEACE Plus funder. Their theme 5.2. The Newry Morne and Down District Council was a partner on this funding bid. And has just been successful with a letter of offer being issued from SUPV to the Ulster University. Newry Morne and Down District Council is, as I said, a partner on that, and they will lead an element of the project, which is outlined in section 2.1 of the report, which is around advanced marine systems. So the recommendation for members is really about acknowledging that this funding has been secured, and agreeing to the next steps, which is around establishing a partnership agreement between Council and Ulster University in order to enable this application to move forward, and then undertaking any relevant procurement that is required in order to implement the project. There's a business case associated with this project that is underneath a restricted item later on the agenda.
Thank you, Amal. Councillor Ryan, propose. Seconder, David. Glenn, you're looking to speak.
I was going to propose it, but the number. Just on that 2.1 and 2.5 there, Amanda, could you explain this in a little bit more detail what you mean by replacing traditional marine systems and with advanced marine systems? What does that mean exactly?
I can give further detailed issue to you after this meeting on that, but it is replacing the chainage systems that traditional marine systems use that obviously damage some of the seagrass. So it is replacing those with more of an advanced system, but I can follow up after the meeting with more detail.
Happy enough, Claire? No member in chamber, no. Councillor Sousa?
Thanks, Chair. I had a question on 4.1. Is it okay to ask that? I think Amanda said something about it being an exempt item.
Well, we'll take it in closed session then. Proposal to go in closed session. That's right. Later. Go ahead, yeah. All members are content. Yeah. Move on to item five. Is the Go Succeed update? Is Jonathan taking that? Is it Amanda? Amanda's right.
Yes, the paper is an update on the Go Succeed programme. So section 2 outlines the delivery over the period 24 to 25. So Go Succeed obviously is the mechanism in which we're delivering business startup and growth support. Engage and Foundation is that support for early startup enterprises. And between April 24 and March 25, there was 344 pre-starter early entry businesses that was supported through the programme, and that enabled us to reach achieve our strategy target, which is 173 jobs promoted. Under the growth and scaling element of the programme, There, between April 24 and March 25, 243 businesses received diagnostic and mentoring support. 243 received diagnostic support and 396 businesses received mentoring support. And that is existing businesses who are looking at tailored support in order to have them on their growth journey. Alongside the Go Succeed programme, there is the opportunity for grant financial assistance up to £4,000. And Council have administered 191 grant applications in the 24-25 period. So that programme is nearing its is currently finished in terms of the letter of offer that was in place up until the end of March 2025. And we have been successful in securing an extension to that programme for the next financial year 25-26. Belfast City Council are the lead on the Go Succeed programme on behalf of Northern Ireland Councils. And the funding body has issued a letter of offer to, or a memorandum of understanding to Belfast City Council to secure that extension. So our recommendation here this evening for members is to note the update in terms of the delivery for 24-25, but also to approve that we enter into a collaboration agreement with Belfast City Council in order to secure the delivery for 25-26 in our own local council area. And that would be an amendment to the collaboration agreement that we currently have in place with them.
Thank you.
Thank you much, Chair. And, It's a very good program and it's a very good approach in what it's doing, and I'm happy enough to propose the recommendations that's outlined in section 3 and welcome the, as you outlined in your report, the extent to the program. It seems to be a good product and what it's doing is delivering events and workshops, etc. So happy to propose, if anything's good to help the district, I will go for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Councillor Glenn.
Just for the same, I'm happy to sign this, and no issues with it at all. On the 191 grant application, 24-25, would there be any feedback on that, Amanda, there to tell us how many businesses are still trading? If you're supporting, if you're giving grants or something like that, there, any sort of information fed back to us how successful and supportive them grants are? Is there many businesses that failed or whether successfully carrying on?
Yes, we'll be able to do that. At the minute, most of the Dalby still trading because it's a fairly recent programme that we've been delivering, so that all be still in their implementation stage. But moving forward, we will be monitoring across the programme and the grants that have been administered and how that has impacted on businesses. So that's information that we can feed back.
Okay. Great. Happy members? Yeah. Move on to item 6 then, the local development plan and revised statement of community involvement. John,
you understand? Yes. Chair, the attached statement is an updated statement of community involvement, Chair. This is made required as part of the local development plan process, and the Council has agreed as of the 31st of March the draft plan strategy, which will now go to consultation following a launch of the plan, a draft plan at the end of June, Chair. So, you have the updated plan or statement of community involvement is attached, and section 2.3 outlines a few minor changes, Chair, that have been made to the plan or to the scheme. So, Chair, the recommendation is to adopt the changes and the new statement of community involvement for the development plan.
Okay, hey, members, any members looking in? Do you have a proposal there?
So proposed, Chair.
Thank you. Seconder? Councillor Rand, thank you.
No.
Move on to item 7 then. We move into closed session. Do you have a proposal to move in?
No, you need to read that.
Oh, I read that first. Item 7 is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of the schedule of 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may be resolution, be excluded during these items of business. I propose we go to closed session. Thank you, Hannah. Report. Thank you, Dolly. Just give us a minute, just for the press. Thank you. So, members, item 7, the financial assistance call 1. On the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Hannah, it was agreed to allocate the letters of offer to projects as per Council policy to the groups recommended for the award of funding within the budget allocation for each theme. The rest of the items, members, are for noting then. Is anybody any would like to ask in regards to that?
Is there a proposal seconded at all?
Is there a proposal seconded? Councillor Andrews? Councillor Rowan, second. Thank you. Thanks very much, folks. Yes.